Teachings of Latter-day Prophets on the Blessings of Scripture Study. New Testament Class Member Study Guide, 1997, pages 27 and 28. Search the Scriptures, search the revelations which we publish, and ask your Heavenly Father, in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, to manifest the truth unto you. And if you do it with an eye single to His glory, nothing doubting, He will answer you by the power of the Holy Spirit. You will then know for yourselves and not for another. You will not then be dependent on man for knowledge of God, nor will there be any room for speculation. No, for when men receive their instruction from Him that made them, they know how He will save them. Joseph Smith, Teachings of the Prophet Joseph Smith. Joseph Fielding Smith, 1976, pages 11 and 12. I am grateful for emphasis on reading the Scriptures. I hope that for you this will become something far more enjoyable than a duty, that rather it will become a love affair with the Word of God. I promise you that as you read, your minds will be enlightened and your spirits will be lifted. At first it may seem tedious, but that will change into a wondrous experience with thoughts and words of things divine. Gordon B. Hinckley, The Light Within You, Ensign May, 1995, page 99. As you read of the life and teaching of the Lord Jesus Christ, you will draw closer to Him who is the author of our salvation. Gordon B. Hinckley, Rise to the Status of the Divine Within You, Ensign November 1989, page 97. When we follow the counsel of our leaders to read and study the Scriptures, benefits and blessings of many kinds come to us. This is the most profitable of all study in which we could engage. Howard W. Hunter in Conference Report, October 1979, page 91, or Ensign November 1979, page 64. When individual members and families immerse themselves in the Scriptures regularly and consistently, other areas of activity will automatically come. Testimonies will increase. Commitment will be strengthened. Families will be fortified. Personal revelation will flow. Ezra Taft Benson, The Power of the Word, Ensign May 1986, page 81. Let us not treat lightly the great things we have received from the hand of the Lord. His Word is one of the most valuable gifts He has given us. I urge you to recommit yourselves to a study of the Scriptures. Immerse yourselves in them daily so you will have the power of the Spirit to attend you in your callings. Read them in your families and teach your children to love and treasure them. Ezra Taft Benson, The Power of the Word, Ensign May, 1986, page 82. I find that when I get casual in my relationships with divinity, and when it seems that no divine ear is listening and no divine voice is speaking, that I am far, far away. If I immerse myself in the Scriptures, the distance narrows and the spirituality returns. I find myself loving more intensely those whom I must love with all my heart and mind and strength, and loving them more, I find it easier to abide their counsel. Spencer W. Kimball, The Teachings of Spencer W. Kimball, edited by Edward L. Kimball, 1982, page 135. I am convinced that each of us, at least some time in our lives, must discover the Scriptures for ourselves, and not just discover them once, but rediscover them again and again. Spencer W. Kimball, How Rare a Possession, The Scriptures, Ensign, September 1976, page 4. I think that people who study the Scriptures get a dimension to their life that nobody else gets, and that can't be gained in any way except by studying the Scriptures. There's an increase in faith and a desire to do what is right, and a feeling of inspiration and understanding that comes to people who study the gospel, meaning particularly the standard works, and who ponder the principles that can't come in any other way. Bruce R. McConkie, in Church News, 24th of January, 1976, page 4. I challenge every Latter-day Saint to come to a knowledge and an understanding of the Scriptures. These sacred books are our bulwark of defense against a cunning adversary. Marvin J. Ashton in Conference Report 1977, page 110, or Ensign November 1977, page 73. I promise you that daily family prayer and scripture study will build within the walls of your home a security and bonding that will enrich your lives and prepare your families to meet the challenges of today and the eternities to come. L. Tom Perry in Conference Report, April 1993, page 113, or Ensign May 1993, page 92.